This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Season 6 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please, enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Tommy. Written by Anonymous. My name is Tommy, and I think I might be going insane. I grew up in a middle-class home with loving parents and a sweet little sister. Everything seemed fine until one day when something very strange happened. I came home from school, and when I walked into the living room, I saw something that disturbed me. My mother and father were sitting on the couch, smiling and staring at the TV. The weird thing was that the TV wasn't on, yet they were staring at it intently. They both turned to look at me and simultaneously said,
"Hello, Timmy."
My heart leapt up into my throat. My name is Tommy. How could my own parents make a mistake like that? "Is everything okay?" I asked nervously.
"Everything is perfect, Timmy,"
my father replied. They were both smiling from ear to ear. It was so creepy. I decided to go upstairs to talk to my little sister. When I walked into her room, she was laying on her bed, staring at the ceiling. "Have you noticed anything strange about Mom and Dad?" I asked. She smiled at me and said,
"No, Timmy. Mom and Dad are just perfect."
My blood suddenly ran cold. My name is Tommy. Without another word, I backed out of the room. She was still smiling at me as I closed the door. I had no idea what to do. I couldn't shake the sneaking suspicion that there was something wrong with my entire family. I went into my bedroom and tried to think. I heard my mother coming up the stairs. She went into her bedroom and closed the door. I decided to spy on her. So I went into the hallway and peeked through her keyhole. What I saw terrified me. My mother was changing clothes. She was standing with her back to me, and I immediately noticed something very shocking. Her skin was very pale, and there was a zipper that ran all the way down her back. Whatever she wasn't my mom. That's when the panic set in. I ran down the stairs and out of the front door. As I was dashing through the driveway, I looked back and I saw my father at the front door. He was on all fours, growling like an animal, howling, and chasing after me. Since then, I've been on the run. All I can do is keep moving. Now that I know their secret, they can't afford to let me live. I keep moving from place to place, begging on the street for spare change. I tried to go to the police, but they wouldn't believe me. They said I was a runaway and tried to bring me back to my parents. I just narrowly managed to escape. I tried to go to the media, but every reporter I spoke to just laughed in my face. I'm tired of running. I'm pretty sure they killed my real family. My only reason for living now is to get revenge. Can anyone help me? My name is Timmy. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.